everyone, and welcome back. This is that time, very special moment. Faces from the Front, Operation Tribute to Freedom with the U.S. Army. We're talking today with our connection live from the front lines in Afghanistan. Staff Sergeant Erica Dorsey is joining us. She is with the 580th Signal Company and serving with the U.S. Army Unit's Operation Non-Commissioned Officer in Charge. She's with us right now. Staff Sergeant Dorsey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you a very clear connection from, you know, from here in the United States right to Afghanistan. Can't get a better, clearer connection than this. Your experience right now, you've been in the Army for how long?
I've been in for 15 years now.
And how many deployments have you had?
This is actually my third one.
What does it mean when you hear you're being deployed? You've spent some time, a good amount of time, apparently 15 years in the service. But when you get that message you're being deployed, what goes through your mind?
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. When I get the message, my stomach drops. Initially, it's the first shock. It's the shock, you know. It's like you're going, your stomach drops because you don't know what to expect initially. Every deployment's different. None of them's the same. You have new experiences, different people. But once you get over the initial shock, then you just start going into plan and prepare mode, you know, getting your house together, getting your children and family together, and just explaining, hey, this is what is to come. And then you just have that straightforward look. You're just ready to go, conquer, get it over with, and come on home.
And you were very young when you first enlisted. I understand that you answered the call to action at the young age of 17.
Yes, I did, actually. I joined when I was 17 years old. I tell you, the recruiters came to the school. They had a really good, I call it a good sales pitch, and I jumped right on board, and I don't regret any moment from the day that I joined up to now at all.
What was your, was there any hesitation whatsoever when you were first being recruited into the Army?
Well, it was more hesitation on my mother's part. She didn't want to let me go initially. Because naturally I was underage, she had to sign off on the paperwork for me to go. I was excited. I didn't know what to expect. My mom, you know, her being in the service, I guess she was just a bit reluctant, but she ended up letting me go. And when I got to basic, it was a shock. I didn't know what I got myself into. I was like, oh, my God, I'm ready to go home. But, I mean, once you get into it, I said if I had it to do all over again, basic training would be one of the things that I'd definitely do all over again. It was a really good experience for me.
What do you believe that as an enlistee in the U.S. Army serving in one of our branches of the armed forces, what have you taken home as an individual, as a person? What has your service given to you?
Well, it has allowed me to be more humble and more appreciative. Getting to come over and experience different people, different cultures, it just allows you to definitely be more appreciative of what you have at home. I encourage all, you know, the young people, if they have the opportunity, if they want to take the opportunity, I encourage them to, you know, join the service for that, the opportunity to meet different people and new experience new cultures and, you know, new traditions so that they can appreciate what we do have back at home. But it has it just allowed me to be more appreciative don't take my friends and family for granted. And, again, being more humble, too. Sometimes, it's in a lot of situations, you know, just listening is key, and listening to what others have to say and what others have to offer is key.
Mm-hmm. What would you say, and let's talk about your current deployment now. You are in Afghanistan. What has been your biggest challenge?
Well, Rochelle, my biggest challenge on this deployment, I would have to say is, let me think. I being honest, I want to say just staying mentally focused is because there's a lot going on around us, you know, and I mean, the mission must go on, and you have to stay focused. And it sounds easy, you know, but it's easy to become complacent. It's easy to become, you know, dependent. But you have to be, you know, reliable on your battle buddies. You have to be able to rely on your command and trust everyone. So, I mean, just pretty much staying mentally focused has, you know, been kind of a challenge. And, you know, because we have to be able to multitask through all of that. So that's, it's pretty much been a challenge, but I've overcome. I've overcome.
And there are so many different challenges. We can understand that. You're out of your element, but you've been trained mm-hmm. for this part of your, you know, part of the service, you know, in the military, in the U.S. Army. The biggest question that has been going on, you know, since it has happened, within your unit, you know, upon receiving the news that Osama had been taken down, what transpired within those, from the moment to the hours, you know, passing that moment? What happened within your unit?
Well, within the when we received the information, naturally night shift got it first, and you know they were calling us before we went out to PT, and it was a buzz. Everybody was talking about it initially. But outside of that, I mean, it was pretty much like a one-day thing, just like everything else. We receive the news, you talk about it a little bit, but then we drive on. It was, everybody pretty much had mixed emotions about it, you know. It was just one of those where, okay, you know, we got it, it's done, and okay, let's continue on.
It certainly was a targeted phase of a specific operation, but that battle still continues on, you know, with the passing or not. That battle is still right there that we're facing every day. And we thank you for your service and all the others that are serving our country in all branches of the military. Right now we are talking live from Afghanistan today with Rochelle, Faces from the Front, Operation Tribute to Freedom, and we're talking with Staff Sergeant Erica Dorsey. Your family, Staff Sergeant Dorsey, you have a mom, do you have children?
I do. I have two beautiful daughters, Mia Isabella and Penelope.
And how do they feel about mom being enlisted and, you know, in Afghanistan? I mean, they hear the news, they know what's going on. How did you prepare them for your deployment, and how did they stand, you know, with your position today? I know you've been enlisted for 15 years, so they must be used to it to a point. But like you said, your stomach does a little flip when you hear that you are being deployed.
Yes, ma'am. Basically, well, this being the third time of me coming over here, I explained to them when it was coming down that it was coming down. It may happen. And, you know, just trying to get them mentally prepared for it is never easy. When they were younger, it was okay because, you know, the first time they didn't understand. The second time, you know, oh, well, we know what happened the first time. The third time, they're older. They know a lot more. So we definitely keep communicating via email or phone calls constantly, you know, to keep that line of communication going so that they'll know that I'm okay. You never really get used to it. As kids, I'm sure, you know, they're always happy to see me come home, and they always say, you know, when I come home, are you going to stay this time? And, of course, I can't say, you know, yes, I promise. This is the job, and, you know, these are the sacrifices. This is what I chose to do. But, like, I have to explain to it, I do it for them. You know, I do it for you all. So, you know, with that being said, you know, they pretty much, they understand.
Well, I'm sure it's a little bit of emotional combat for, you know, the young children who are involved with the parents are deployed, serving their country. You do, you know, you keep them away from the news and the headlines for so long, but, you know, they do have to understand that. So, you know, our hearts go out to all of those who have family back home, such as what has been your most rewarding deployment experience?
Wow. Basically, feeling, you know, when it's time to come home, it's not just coming home to family, but, I mean, we do a mission when we come over here, and you feel like, you know, you're part of something important. And even, you know, when we make our departure, I'm just glad that I was able to assist and support, you know, the warfighters that truly deserve the recognition. You know, they deserve all the recognition, but I was glad to be a part of their support and, you know, their help in order to overcome their mission. So, you know, getting on the plane, it may be the end of our, you know, deployment, but I know that, you know, we served a great purpose in doing so.
Mm-hmm. You know, so many questions coming about. You know, we have a great audience here, worldwide audience, that mm-hmm. will listen online as well. And, you know, one of the questions that has come up is, you know, as Staff Sergeant for the U.S. Army, your day-to-day operations, what is your level of responsibility, and can you give us a virtual walkthrough on what you do, you know, each and every day?
Wow. It's a lot. I'm basically the operations NCOIC, and what that entails is a lot. We handle accountability, all of, you know, the accountability rosters and trackers that need to go out. We handle a lot of movement of personnel. We handle billeting, you know, getting personnel situated once they come in. A lot of ins and outs as far as inventory of equipment, and operations entails a whole lot. It requires a lot of multitasking. So, I mean, when I come in every day, it's always something different. I mean, we have our reports and everything that stays consistent, but it's always something different, which keeps us on our toes. We perform 12-hour shifts 6 days a week, and we're just go, 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 go.
It's evident that you take great pride in your participation and your enlistment within the U.S. Army. And with that said, this platform that you stand on today over the airwaves, broadcasting here with us, you are the front lines in Afghanistan, and now you have the ability to speak out not only worldwide over the Internet, but through the radio program here today with Rochelle. Vast audience, American people listening in, what does this platform mean to you, Faces from the Front, and having the ability to speak out?
Well, I'm going to be honest, I'm honored to be able to be on your show, to be able to represent in Faces from the Front. I'm honored to be able to just pretty much speak in light of, I mean, what people see on the news. You know, we can tell our story based on, you know, what's actually happening. I can honestly say it's not all bad. You know, we're doing a whole lot to, like they say, they're restructuring the Army, and we're just pretty much wanting to win the hearts and minds of the people in Afghanistan, and I want the people all over the U.S., you know, to understand that. I mean, it's a different type of element now, and we're just wanting to unite and overcome all, pretty much all the, how can I put it, we want to bring good light to the situation instead of, you know, what's just put out abroad on the news, like, you know, it's all bad. It's not all bad. It's good in a whole lot of ways, and I'm glad that I had the opportunity to share that.
Yeah. Most important message to be able to get across is how you are feeling about your enlistment. You've been enlisted in the U.S. Army for 15 years. You're going to continue down this career path, or do you see retirement coming up?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm a careerist. I'm in it to win it. I really am. I have 5 more years till retirement, but should I get the level that I want to be within this organization, I'll do more for my country. I sure will. I absolutely love the Army and everything that it has to offer, and I encourage any and everybody, you know, who wants to come in to get the same experience that I got from it.
Those who are in the public sector, American citizens, you know, there are so many that are not enlisted. How can we, you know, back in the homeland, in, you know, in our country, how can we help with troop morale? What can we do that would be most beneficial to your deployment and the, you know, the thousands upon thousands of other troops that are put out there as well.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. You all are doing a lot, and you all don't get the credit that you deserve either. I mean, on a daily basis, we get care packages, you know, from support the troops and everything our friends and families out there that are in these volunteer programs that are sending to us, and you all don't get the credit that you deserve, and we want to thank you all for that. I'm talking simple things from toothbrushes to deodorant to, you know, books, puzzles, all everything that you all send to us on a daily basis. We get these care packages in is helpful. You know, we have a lot of soldiers out here that don't receive mail, and these care packages that come in, that really helps motivate, you know, and pushes everybody to keep going. So I want to thank you for everything that you all are doing for us right now. I really do, from the bottom of our heart. But outside of that, I mean, you all are doing, you're doing everything to motivate us, you know, from, like I said, we get these adorable little cards that this organization sends us, these homemade cards that we're able to, they come in bulk, stationary, that we're able to write home. And I know a lot of people don't do letters really anymore. Everything is internet and, you know, email and, you know, texting. But to get those stationary and to be able to write home and send a, you know, a note saying that I care about you and I think about you, that's something special to us. So you all are doing everything that you need, you should, I guess I should say, everything that, you know, above and beyond our expectations. So we really thank you.
Well, we thank you, and we appreciate you, you know, expressing, you know, how much you appreciate that as well. We always want to be able to take it to even the next level. You never know. Mm-hmm. People stepping it up.
Yeah.
Up those care packs out there. If there was something that you would like to see in a care package, what would that be?
Oh, wow. What would I like to see in a care package? Let me think. Let me think. Oh, goodness gracious. Party in a box. I mean, we have, you know, luau party in a box, or, you know, 70s party, something, you know, so we could, we decorate our, we have little themes that we go by, you know, we could decorate our office and make it, you know, like home. That's pretty much everything everyone sends is everything that we need. So,
party in a box.
Birthday party in a box.
I have asked soldiers for so many, you know, weeks in a row, you know, up to about a year now. I think we might even surpass our year here with Faces from the Front. And it's quite interesting. We've never heard of party in a box. So now let's see how much comes through, makes it overseas, and makes it to the front lines. Having a luau in Afghanistan, that would be quite unique. You'd have to send us some pictures.
It would. They had, I'm pretty much in charge of, that's another one of my duties, the, you know, the birthdays and everything, and you can only do so much, so we want to make it different, you know. We get like I tried contacting a couple of companies to, you know, send some balloons or some, you know, noisemakers or something, you know. Unfortunately, I didn't get the feedback that I wanted, but we're still reaching out. We're going to get it.
Well, we're excited to be able to make this connection and being able to honor our troops and being with Operation Tribute to Freedom, Faces from the Front. We are connected live from the front lines in Afghanistan with Staff Sergeant Dorsey about her service with the U.S. Army on the air with us now. This really is quite a pleasure to have made your acquaintance, and maybe one day when you are back in the United States, you can venture in our direction and be able to meet with you one-on-one. It would be my pleasure.
Absolutely. That sounds wonderful. Thank you again for having me. I really appreciate that.
Very welcome. In parting today, is there any last message that you'd like to give to the American people?
Yes, I'd like to, again, say thank you for all of your help and your support and supporting us over here. And I'd like to say hello to my mother, Cheryl Adams, and my two daughters, Mia Isabella and Penelope Dorsey. And hello to all my family and friends out there, too. I wish I could say all your names, but I can't.
You just covered it very well. I really am very, very, very appreciative for your work that you do for our country in fighting for our freedoms, and we appreciate your service as well as all the others who are enlisted in all branches of the service. We're talking right now, as I had said earlier, live from Afghanistan with the U.S. Army Operation Tribute to Freedom with Staff Sergeant Erica Dorsey. Staff Sergeant Dorsey, God bless you. Thanks again for your service, and good luck to you.
Thank you again. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.